A few weeks ago, we spoke to Will Braid from the Tasmanian Sport and Coaching Collective, and talking about what the group does. They've got their first event coming up at the end of this month, and Will's been good enough to drop into the studio again this morning to tell me about it. Good morning, Will. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me again.
For those that didn't hear the chat we had a couple of weeks ago, just quickly recap what the Tasmanian Sports and Coaching Collective is all about.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is improve the quality of sport across the coast and across the state by improving the quality of coaching across the state as well.
Okay, that's very much in a nutshell.
It's a big brief.
Yep.
The way we do that is through creating networks of coaches around the state and delivering professional development events like this one.
Okay, so the first one that's coming up is called Unite, Strive and Achieve. It's going to be held at the Devonport Country Club on the 27th of February. You've got a couple of well-known coastal sports people speaking.
Yeah, we've got a couple of very popular people across the northwest coast. Our two speakers that we can announce today are Brian Lyons, middle distance athlete and coach in his own right of the Everyday Lions group.
Yep.
And Dale Perry, who a lot of people around country sport and particularly local footy know quite well, Ned. He's going to be speaking for us as well.
Well, the Perry family's got a great tradition in coastal football, not just Dale or Ned as we know him, but his brothers have all been involved in it. I think he's coached three NWFL clubs at various stages. He coached Devonport into three losing grand finals in a row and then found success with La Trobe the year after. So he's got a very, for people that know him as you and I do, he's got a very smart sporting brain, hasn't he?
Very smart sporting brain. And he lives on passion. I think he trades in passion.
Yeah.
I think I described him to Pete, our partner, as a bloke who's got more passion than Bradman's got runs.
Okay, that's a lot then. that is a lot. And Brian Lyons, no stranger, he's won a lot of distance events. If you actually go to the Run Devonport homepage at the moment, because it's coming up next month, the background photo is of him, so very well known. And of course, he's a bit of a talent in other areas too. He's a very good juggler too.
Very good juggler. And he did a fantastic job during the Christmas lights this year with the juggling of the fire clubs out the front of his house.
Right.
No, Brian's a middle distance runner. He's coaching in his own right now. He's been first home in the Burnie 10 on at least four occasions.
First Tasmanian, yeah.
First Tasmanian home in the Burnie 10 on at least four occasions. He's got a marathon time of 2 hours and 28.
Impressive.
Which is pretty impressive. And I think he runs the 10 in just under 31 minutes.
Right.
So that's Brian. The topics he's going to be speaking about are quite interesting as well. And Brian will be leaning on his athletics background, coaching. Teaching people how to coach for endurance.
Yep.
So it's pre-season time in February for footy. Players should be starting to gear up to have those big seasons ahead of them, which we should have this year.
Mm.
And Brian will be teaching athletics coaching for endurance. And he's also doing a personal lived experience piece as well. Like Brian's had an issue in the past with substances.
Yes.
I think he said he's 400 days sober now, which is amazing and fantastic achievement.
It's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, great story. And Brian will be sharing that story really publicly for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, a few of us have known about it for a while, and it's great that he's going to do that. And there's obviously lessons to be learnt in there as well. And both of these guys, Brian, because of he's juggling and performing like that, he's not frightened to speak in front of a crowd, and neither is Ned.
No, certainly not frightened of a crowd, Brian. He thrives on the attention a little bit, which is great. It's fantastic for us because he's going to deliver a really positive and engaging couple of presentations, which will be fantastic. He's likening them to a TED Talk. So it's going to be similar to a TED Talk presentation for Brian. And Dale's presentations will be, the first one is creating a high-performance environment without high-performance facilities. So many of the coaches on the northwest coast, the goalposts might be on a lean, or the trainer might not turn up to training one week and you can't get your strapping done or your massage done. And so without having that high-performance facilities and structures, you can still create a high-performance and winning environment.
Right.
A classic example, we've talked about Monton Preston a few times over the course of last winter.
Footy club,
Might not have the greatest facilities in the world, but the environment they create up there is fantastic. It's a real high-performance environment. So Dale's going to talk about how to make that happen.
Right, and he's coached over 400 games of footy.
Yeah, 400-odd games of footy, so he knows his footy quite well. The second thing he's going to be speaking about, which is really cool, it's a question-and-answer session, so it's a chance to ask Dale some burning questions, if you like, is club structure and survival. So we know that with COVID last year, a lot of clubs not so much went under, but went under.
Yeah, but some of them are going to struggle to come back.
Some of them are going to struggle to come back. So how do those clubs come back and make sure they're successful and viable and thriving into the future? And Dale's obviously got a pretty close eye on what's going on at East Devonport at the moment.
Yes, of course. He's got very strong links with East Devonport. And I think he was there as a coaching director. Well, he actually coached there before, but very recently he was a coaching director or assistant coach or something like that.
Like that. So he's got a very passionate view on club structures and club survivals, and a chance to do a Q&A session with him. Tim. The cool part about this whole session is it doesn't just relate to footy and athletics.
No.
It could be any coach, anywhere, any level. So it could be, you know, your level three coach who's trying to coach NWFL club, or it could be the under eight soccer coach who's running around on Frederick Street in Wynyard in the early hours of a Saturday morning.
True.
It's available to all those people, and even available to administrators. We've got a couple of administrators who have booked their tickets already.
Okay.
And we've got a couple of people who have booked them just out of I want to hear Brian or I want to hear Dale.
Okay,
so you know, there is that option as well. You don't have to be a coach to turn up.
Now, on the subject of booking tickets, it's $29 per person, which includes lunch, which I think is really good value.
Yep.
How do people go about booking?
So to book your tickets, it's TASAC, TASSAC.com.au/store, STORE. That's where you can find your tickets. One thing, a couple of things we're doing with the tickets, which are really cool, is we have a virtual ticket. So there might be somebody who is playing cricket this week, because we know people play footy and cricket at the same time. They're playing cricket on Saturday and can't make it. They can buy a virtual ticket to watch the live stream at their leisure.
Okay.
So they're $19, so it's a little bit cheaper. You don't get lunch, of course. You have to make your own sandwich. So we've got a virtual ticket available for people who can't be there. And your show will be listened all around the country, of course, no doubt.
On the podcast,
On the podcast. people on the podcast can buy a virtual ticket as well, and you can watch it in Broome or Cairns or wherever you like. It's not necessarily a Tasmanian-centric thing.
Yeah, true.
The other thing we're doing, which is really cool, is we're offering clubs a discounted rate if they send five or more people.
Okay.
So if you've got a sporting club that you're involved in, or a school that you're involved in, where you've got, you know, five coaches coaching the under-8s and under-10s in the soccer or hockey or something, send them along and we'll give a discounted rate to try and get more people along and try and give people a chance to listen to these great speakers.
Okay. Now, the reason you mentioned that some people may be playing sport, of course, it is on a Saturday.
It is on a Saturday. That's And it didn't matter what we did. We looked at that many different dates. It was like planning a wedding.
Yeah,
which date suits?
Well, I mean, you know, even if you went for an evening session, you know, there's people train every night, practically.
Yep, pretty much. So it was a really interesting one. We tried to do the best we can and find a date that worked, and this was the only one that we thought, well, it's going to have to happen. But going forward, we plan more events, and we can work with the feedback we get from this event as to whether Saturdays work, Sundays work, an evening event. It doesn't have to be a full seminar like we've got going now, who our speakers are, whether we're looking for local people or we're dealing with the moment, trying to lock in a couple of Olympians for future events.
So what time is it going to be? Obviously, it's around lunchtime because you've included lunch.
Yep, so it's an 11 o'clock start.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's going to be there to help open the proceedings, which is really nice, so it's good to get council support.
The Mayor of Devonport, it's in Devonport.
So we'll get some council support, which is fantastic.
Yep.
11 o'clock through to about 3:30, so it's probably 2 or 3 hours worth of speaking, but we've also got a networking session as well, so that's over lunch. So lunch is a stand-up sort of lunch. It's not a sit-down buffet or anything like that, but it's a chance to meet with other coaches from different sports and have a bit of a chat. And we've got some people from the UTAS coming along to sort of facilitate the networking session, which would be really cool.
Okay, it's good. And it's at the Devonport Country Club, which is a fairly new facility.
Yep.
It was meant to open, I think, in May last year during the pandemic officially, but we avoided the politicians coming down to do that, I think, which wasn't such a bad thing.
Not a terrible thing at all. No. So we're excited about using the Country Club. Yeah. There's a new facility, and you know, we're a new business. They're a new business as such, so it just made sense.
Yeah, I've only been there once, but I was quite impressed with it.
Yeah, it looks very impressive, doesn't it?
I mean, maybe that's just an excuse to go along and check out the facilities, to go along and attend the seminar. It's a good opportunity to check it out, because your club or association might want to have an event there at some stage later.
Yeah, well, that's it, and we're all for that cross-promotion idea as well, so yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the website, once again, is TASSAC.com.au. Look on the store tab, and that's where you'll find the tickets. $29 a person, including lunch. $19 for a virtual ticket, $25 if you've got more than five people going. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing that with us this morning, and I hope it's a huge success for you on the 27th.
Thanks, Martin. Cheers for your time.